Suid-Afrika ervaar tans 'n chirurgiese agterstand. Volgens die Departement van Gesondheid is meer as 107,000 elektiewe operasies gedurende die COVID-19 pandemie uitgestel. Die direkteur van die Sentrum vir Wêreldwye Chirurgie aan die Universiteit Stellenbosch se fakulteit Geneeskunde en Gesondheidswetenskappe, professor Catherine Chu, sê hierdie getal is egter slegs 'n raming van die eintlike hoeveelheid. Volgens haar was daar al 'n chirurgiese agterstand in die openbare gesondheidssektor, selfs voor die COVID-19 pandemie.
So the backdrop to this is that here in South Africa, surgical conditions and then surgical care is not a major priority for the public healthcare system. You know, we have had obviously the HIV pandemic, we've got big issues with tuberculosis, and then we had COVID. So in general, infectious conditions do get top priority. And so surgery as a whole has not really had a specific national strategy or plan. And I think that is an underlying problem.
Die Kaapstadse chirurg Dr. Wilhelm Lichtenberg beskryf die COVID-19 pandemie se impak op die openbare gesondheidsstelsel as verwoestend.
Sover die pandemie aanbetref, dit het 'n verwoestende invloed gehad op chirurgiese pasiënte, want alle elektiewe chirurgielyste is gedurende die pandemie aanvanklik gekanselleer. So alles wat moes wag het op die ou end, die pasiënte word maar sieker en dan word dit noodgevalle en dan beland hierdie pasiënte op noodlyste en hou ander pasiënte van noodlyste af. So ja, absoluut verwoestende effek.
Volgens Chu was daar verskeie faktore wat in ag geneem moes word voordat 'n operasie tydens die pandemie uitgestel was.
We did create a COVID surgical prioritization framework for the MAC, the Ministerial Advisory Committee for COVID, about how a hospital can try to decide if they've cut down theater time, which cases should be going. And some of that depends on the patient's comorbidities, how long the operation will be. So obviously longer operations may be a little less prioritized. What would happen if to the patient and their condition if they weren't operated on for the next 2 weeks, for the next 3 months, meaning who could wait, and then how long the recovery would be and whether they would need to go to ICU, because don't forget during COVID, the ICUs were full of COVID patients, so we're trying not to do surgery that would involve intensive care post-operatively, and obviously how much staff were off sick with COVID.
Lichtenberg en Chu sê beide dat 'n toename in kapasiteit die agterstand kan help, maar dat ander uitdagings in die land se gesondheidsstelsel die situasie steeds bemoeilik.
Wat gedoen kan word om dit te verbeter? Nou ja, die kapasiteit moet verbeter word. Dan moet meer chirurgiese lyste geskep word, dan moet meer teatertyd beskikbaar gemaak word. Maar die probleem is dat daar dan nie genoeg personeel is om daardie kapasiteit te vul nie. So dit is maar nog 'n simptoom van 'n openbare gesondheidsorgstelsel wat heeltemal op sy knieë is. Die geld is alles weg. En daar is net eenvoudig nie geld om vir meer kapasiteit te betaal nie, maar wat gedoen moet word is dat die kapasiteit moet verbeter word.
Chu is van mening dat Suid-Afrika 'n nasionale chirurgiese plan moet implementeer.
A national surgical plan would give us some direction and prioritize, for example, certain cases and conditions, and or try to make it more equitable. So people living in rural areas, for example, really don't have as much access to even getting their surgical condition seen at a consultation. And then all the cancellations, you know, having to go back home again because your case was canceled, then the people in the rural areas just tend never to get the care because they can't afford to go back and forth.
Ek is Inge Du Plessis vir Klank Koerant.